If you would please stand as our Navy Junior ROTC Wildcat Company presents our colors. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And you may be seated. Next on the agenda is the motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Any additions or corrections to the none, please cast your vote. Oh, there we go. interesting. Well, our new board members are voting and didn't even know it. The agenda is approved unanimously. Next, we move to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic. We're not quite there yet. We'll go to special reports and presentations. Dr. Hartman.
Glenwood Elementary. Glenwood served 45 students over fall intercession as they experienced, they learned about zoology, banking, firefighting, field scientists, law enforcement, performing arts. Students learned how to create and operate through an intercession economy. Made these sessions great. We were able to celebrate our National Blue Ribbon Carnival on October 24. The event was attended by students, families, alumni, and staff. It was involved.
Thank you. Ms. Webb.
We have a fantastic time participating in our fall festival. We were thrilled to see such a great turnout of students and families. Students had a blast games, earning prizes and candy along the way. Competition was especially intense for the first ever chili cook-off, which added even more a huge organizing this wonderful celebration. Willowbrook students and staff had an action-packed and educational experience. It was an incredible event showcasing the work happening right here in Oak Ridge. Willowbrook students and staff had the opportunity to explore various understanding of the science behind the work at ORNL. This week was capped off with the Muse coming to Willowbrook to work with all students. 11th, Willowbrook hosted a Veterans Day breakfast to honor those who have served our country. Our dedicated PTO provided a special Chick-fil-A breakfast for veterans to come together. Our appreciation for the sacrifices made by these amazing men and women. That's from Willowbrook.
Thank you.
From Jefferson, and I will apologize up front if I mispronounce one of these 12 names. 12 members of the Jefferson Orchestra who won audition seats in the 2024 East Tennessee. Braxton Kanko, Anna Pickle, Ian Smith, Chloe Orff, Cody and Elena Nagel won seats in the Blue Orchestra. Allie Rodebon, Penelope Hicks, and Winston Crowell won seats in the Red Orchestra. Congratulations.
I have good news from Robertsville. Robertsville Middle School swept the middle school visual arts category in the statewide 20 Women Learning from the Holocaust contest, sponsored by the Tennessee Holocaust Commission and the Kimmelman family. Preston Reed won $1,000 for his model of Auschwitz concentration camp where Mira Kimmelman was imprisoned in 1944. $1,000 went to Taylor Cowan, who sculpted a bust of Kimmelman paired with a trifold poster telling details counted in Kimmelman's book, Echoes from the Holocaust. The third place winner was Ursula Weatherford, whose artistic $50 cash prize. Each student created the project as part of the Holocaust World War II project in one's eighth grade English class. The students are now freshmen at Oak Ridge High School. The contest for Mira Kimmelman, who made her home in Oak Ridge, was started in 2021.
I would like to ask Miss Lily Shelton to please come to the podium at this time. She's kind of, as you well know, if you've been paying attention, eliminated from Oak Ridge High School as the student to receive the board Student Achievement Award. And receiving that, she was then, her name was sent on to Tennessee School Board so to be recognized as the East District Student Recognition Achievement of the Year, as the Student of the Year. Then, from there, her name was sent back to eight other students from across the state to be recognized as the Tennessee. Guess what? She won.
I won a $2,000 scholarship from the School Boards Association and then a 2200 Solutions, which is their partner.
So she's kind of prepared. And just keep in mind, right?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior now. Yeah, but when you submitted, you had to be a junior.
Yes.
So she says a junior. Now you got her senior year as well. So, and she will graduate, won't she? Yeah. Work in. I will tell you, we are proud of the way you represented, and so we wish you the best wherever the next path takes you. I'll come back and sometime give us an update on how things are going.
I will.
So congratulations to you. Thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you.
Also, while we were mentioned, we picked up another award, and I'm going to turn to Dr. Borchers for this.
Yeah, very good. Congrats. Lily won her award, and the very next award was another Oak Ridge Schools award. I think people were, I'm not sure if they had one award that Lily won, and then there's only one statewide Excellence in Education award given out, and we won for Wildcat. So just for our viewers out there, Wildcat Manufacturing is a year-long capstone course that functions as a student-run work-based learning, advanced automation services for local businesses, organizations, and individuals. And you saw tonight two awards in that Wildcat Manufacturing. So congratulations to them.
Thank you very much. Yeah, there were some that were a little upset, but we like that. Okay, now we're going to... The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda when it is presented. Please raise your hand to be recognized. If you choose to address the board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and your name and address for the board. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this time? Alex, come right up. Y'all come.
Tracy Lane.
Jeremy Mitchell, 118 Arizona Road.
Thank you for your time. Two Oak Ridge graduates here, so proud to be here and appreciative for all that you guys continue to do and have done. Deb and Sean Summers have done a just incredible job, tremendous job over the last 5-6 years. Erin, as you probably know, is on her way out of that role, and Sean Summers left earlier in the program director since June, and I am taking over as a CEO for Erin, and I'm officially taking more than she wants to, but we're definitely appreciative for that. So we're just here to introduce ourselves. I know that we recognize a lot of principals that help us get kiddos at the end of the day, and I know that Jeremy goes to Jefferson as well. So just wanted to let you guys know if there's anything we can do. Obviously, you guys do a tremendous job without us doing anything, but a community partner. And our goal is not just to help kids come down and find a place to play a sport, but truly be a place to young adult, and as they get to high school and into adulthood, really create well-rounded individuals. So if there's anything, administrators from preschool, we take them when they're five. So from preschool, all the way up until high school, if there's assistance for that's not being met, please know that our door is always open and that we are more than happy and willing to do anything.
Like Alex says, it's an honor to be able to do work in the community just as you guys do. Collaborate with everybody, with all the schools. We have open doors for everybody, and we would love for us to have a healthy relationship and build well-rounded young people to come back and give back to that community as well. And Oak Ridge, going to the Boys Club, I really have a passion for the club, and I really would like to elevate where we are from now. I'm better. Not to dim her light, because I don't think we can, but job, and we would like to continue that and just continue to help the community.
Thank both of you for being here, and the relationship with the schools and the Boys and Girls Club is very important in this community, and we too grow, because a lot of the kids, as you well know, when they leave our school buildings, some of them, and what is provided at the Boys and Girls Club is very important in that relationship to help them grow and to give them the opportunity to set them back in our buildings. Thank you all for being here. The board will look forward to working with you in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Next, we move to items. Item is the extension of the superintendent's. Have I missed something again? Oh, well. Go now. Okay. My mind is, as you might imagine, somewhere else. The consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion by. Are any comments or questions? Ms. McLean.
The consent agenda, we're approving a Oak Ridge High School percussion ensemble trip to Dayton, the Robertsville TSA to Chattanooga, and the Oak Ridge High School cross country to Hendersonville, Tennessee. We appreciate kids on such great trips.
Perfect. Thank you. Please cast your vote. When technology works, it can't. Here we go. Now we're going to move to items for action. The first item there is the extension of the strategy. The Board of Education goes through a process in making, helping us make this decision. For those watching, the board does an evaluation of the superintendent. The superintendent specifies to us in certain categories what has been accomplished. That has taken place, and each board member has had a chance to review that. Then there is a time where members can discuss the evaluation if they choose to do that. Then once that is done, we'll be voting on the extension of the superintendent's contract. By law, the superintendent can be only for a four-year period. So what this extension does is he's a year, an extension of a year would put it back at 4 years, and that's all as a board we can. So are there any board members, before we get a motion and move with this, have any comments they'd like to make at this point in time? Ms. Eagle.
Dr. Borchers, we appreciate your improvement in the school system. I agree with Keys. Going across the state, I don't think a lot of that is due to the work that you and your staff do, that you always welcoming of suggestions, but that you implement. Look at that wall right there. Thank you.
Anyone else? Dr. Borchers, when I turn to you in a minute, we've been doing this for a long time, we know that, you're going to say how important it is to have a good team. Yes, the process of putting that team together is a leadership skill or a wizard at best doing that, because the people that we have in place, administrative staff, are just amazing individuals at what they do. And you know, we hear and is that our focus is only on what is best for students. That's your focus. It's a team that you have, not just from the administrative staff here at Central Office, but all the administrators in across. The right people in the right place is very important. I remember you telling the board at the hire, the first thing you wanted to do was to listen when you became superintendent. And you did. You made changes. Sometimes changes are hard, but when changes are needed to be made, step up those changes for the best interest of our school district, and that is greatly appreciated. The vision and the vision that you have for where the Oak Ridge schools could go and how we were going to get there with us. And our district was given the challenge. This will work if we can come together and collaborate and make this happen. And I know you'll say this too, we still have ways to go. And we can go farther. We can get better. And continue to do that. So I greatly appreciate the opportunity I've had to work with you. I will say, interesting, just some good and some interesting. So we'll stay there. So thank you. Session for the extension contract.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. Agle. Motion passes unanimously. Dr. Borchers.
You said everything I was going to say. It's an extraordinary evening tonight with your last meeting. It starts at the top with the board allowing us to do these things, and then it's all these people in these seats that make this with some incredibly talented people. So thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Thank you. Moving on to I-25 comparability report. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY20.
Further, I hear a motion. Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Dr. Knight, all of these. So, Dr. Williams, can you share a little bit about this one?
This is a yearly report for the funds we use for Title I are above and beyond our regular budget.
Comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Item C, Investment in Student Achievement Report. This is the TESA report. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, 5, Attainment Report.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? Second. Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the memo there, this is just one mechanism, the Tennessee Department of Education with the TESA funding formula.
Comments or questions? Please. Motion passes unanimously. Item D, FY25 math implementation.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY25 Math Implementation Support Grant carryover in the amount of $3,250.
Motion.
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Agle, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
I'm going to ask Dr. Swin.
These are the funds that we have left from a really wonderful math implementation grant. The bulk of the work has really positive instructional shifts happen in our algebra courses and throughout our whole math department to learn more about instruction in both of our middle schools and some work in Willowbrook as well.
Comments or questions? Just a comment, and we as a board have, each of us have said a lot of things that we're able to do, we couldn't do if we didn't have grants. Just don't show up on your doorstep saying, here is some money for you to use in this direction. Time, element, and a willingness to look and search to find this information. And it is certainly much appreciated to help us, again, support student learning with many of these grants that we get. Your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Five, budget transfer number one. This is a first reading. Second reading will be done the next board meeting in...
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY25 budget transfer number one, first reading.
I've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion? Bill seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
Yeah, these are just routine budget transfers and revisions from July 1 through November on your item, agenda item.
Comments or questions? Here. Motion passes unanimous. Board policy 4.700, testing program. This is a first and
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.700, testing programs, first and second reading.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Webb. Dr. Borchers.
As the board is varying, as the number of times it has come to this board for changes, but I'll let Dr. Williams share what this one is about.
As of education, made some updates and allowed districts to review the range that the potential waiting for TCAP and EOC scores. So the rec from our leaders and teachers is to maintain our current 15% weight for scores. But what we would like to change this year, and you've had some related documents that go into this if you have additional questions, but we would like to change our methodology that's used to change the raw scores. Previously, we used the standard deviation 10 model, and we would like to shift to the target. If you have specific questions about the target score method, I'm going to phone a friend and ask Dr. Garner to come up and help out.
Questions? Elaborate just a little bit, if you would, for us.
So with the standard deviation formula, we were using score in each semester in fall and spring, and then calculating the Oak Ridge standard deviation with a base of 85, which at the time when we formulated this, 85 was the lowest B. And students on whether their score was however many standard deviations above the mean was that way. What's ended up happening since we've gone to block scheduling is you have inequity semester. Like they might have all their honors classes are in the spring semester. They might be misbalanced. There might be a year. So what ends up happening is when we're using our mean score, the mean scores are all off. Same thing in the spring and the fall and receive a totally different TCAP score on this, kind of to correct that inequity and to actually base our students' scores from TCAP on state means, because our means are always higher than states. So if we base it on the state mean, it benefits the students, and it makes our calculations a little bit easier to do as well.
Questions from the board? Thank you.
All right.
Motion on the floor is board policy 4.70. Person so. Item passes unanimously. To item G, addition of a FTE special education, one-to-one teacher's assistant at Glenwood Elementary. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, our FTE special education, one-to-one TA at Glenwood Elementary.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion? By Ms. Webb, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As the memo states there, we had a student move into the Oak Ridge Schools with an IEP that stated that a one provided for safety reasons at the previous district. And Mr. Stoltz and his team reviewed those records, met with the family and student, and agree that a one-to-one TA for the child to access the general education curriculum while staying safe.
Well, since I'm leaving, example of why public education is so important, I'll let you ponder through that. Motion passes unanimously. And nobody gave us money to help pay for this student. It comes out of our budget to do that. The state is, we pay for it, and rightly so, and gladly so. Okay. Item H, RMS Media. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Sports Media Club at Robertsville Middle School.
For the superintendent, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Dr. Hartman, seconded by Ms. Agel. Dr. Borchers.
I think this is a really neat club idea. High school's program. I'll go ahead and read the purpose here. The purpose of this club is for the students to photograph sporting events, edit photographs, and publish them. The club will have a STEM room. Students will learn photography skills and media skills that will feed into the high school sports media program. They'll also learn some media in the future. So I'm just very excited to see the strength of the high school program, and now to have this as a feeder to that is really great.
Comments or questions? When we this is kind of a little off topic, but we're talking about their production and their TV production and all that. I inadvertently left out the initial programming at Robertsville and served as a news anchor.
Nice.
Thanks for leaving that out. You thought I would forget that, didn't you? Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, please. Motion carried. Moving to item I, purchase of bleachers for softball field renovation. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chair, field renovation project from Toadvine Enterprises in the amount of $44,428.
For the super motion made by Ms. Webb, seconded by Dr. Hartman. Dr. Borchers.
And as you can see from the memo, delay starting.
Comments or questions? Just a quick update.
We had our first pre-construction meeting today. I was on site today. They've actually started grading on the back, all the outfield, all the fences down, all the structures are down, and they're pulling up the foundations and footers of the contractor. We anticipate having concrete poured by the end of next week, weather permitting. 2 weeks. And they're moving right along pretty fast.
Any questions while out? Ms. Webb.
Does that work?
That means the non-elevated bleachers means they're not built on a slope. They're actually platform concrete. They will actually have riser to it.
I wondered that too. Any other questions or comments? Please cast your vote. Motion passes unanimously. Items for information. Our legislative liaison is Ms. Webb. She doesn't have a lot to do right now. We'll have a little bit more to do. But as we continue about items that are being for when the session begins in January. Unless you do have something that I'm not aware of. Okay. And attendance reports.
Yes, sir. We were looking at enrollment first. If you compare our enrollment today, we are up. If you compare our enrollment today to the last day of school in May of 24, we are up 31 students. So that number will just slow new students coming to Oak Ridge schools, but we're also losing students, you know, and we're why this number appears to just be so low. But anyway, we're still studying that. The most important part of today is the elementary schools had an excellent month. You can tell by the graph we did not have a epidemic of the flu or like that. I mean, our elementaries are around 4%. If you add all seven schools together, our attendance is at 4.9%. Where's the data? Okay. And I don't have the data from 4 or 5 years ago, but I'm quite confident it's 7.5%. So once again, I want to continue to brag on our attendance teams out there in the schools. They are doing a tremendous job. We're honestly, our average stayed around 4% every month. Now, we want 100% of students there, but if you think about it, if you have four out of our six, it's not, I mean, that's probably considered life, okay? So that's good. So anyway, so we're doing well there. So at this time, we will recognize our winners. Individuals with trophies will come forward, please.
Which one are you starting with?
Oh, let's start with students, okay? Okay, and this is for the third attendance reporting period. An honorable mention goes to Glenwood. And the winner is... Congratulations, Mr. Hobby. And those children have been coming to school without heat. They're doing a great job. We have electric heaters in place, space heaters. Okay, the reporting or the attendance reporting period for the staff is a little different this time, okay? Let's start with category first. The way I do the math is I look at basically the percentage of absences for sorting percentage of staff that is at the school. So in other words, if a school has 30% of the Oak Ridge staff, they get a negative 5.0, okay, because they were just above the district average. Well, we had a school with perfect attendance. Now, we only track absences. I want to say the perfect attendance award, and there's no award anyway, it goes to SCA for earning the perfect attendance. Let's give them a hand. So since the way I calculate this, I will be providing cookies. You will see those on Wednesday, sir, for your staff, okay? And that's really better than a trophy. You can eat that, all right? Oaks to the preschool in Glenwood for a great staff attendance month. Honorable mention. And that is twice for the preschool, and honestly, Miss Down and I would have conversations, and she would just shake her head. It's never going to happen. Actually, is Jefferson Middle School best staff attendance?
Man, we're happy to have that trophy back. So.
I'd like to note that we had 466 staff members with perfect attendance. That represents 63.9% of our staff came to school. Probably not, but they were committed to doing what's best for students, and they made it. So congratulations, and we appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Ms. Van Dyke, anything exciting going on down in?
No, we're getting ready to start budget. Yay.
That's pretty exciting. Welcome new board members.
That's right.
But moving to any old business. Before we knew move, just a couple of final comments that I alluded to when I was trying to talk. You came in and took the position first as Mr. Lay's, and then when Miss Lynn Lammerhurt decided to retire, you moved across the way and became the executive. And I know you will agree with this statement. Lynn set a very high standard precedent. You have been extremely successful in providing this board us, so we don't forget where we're supposed to be and when we're supposed to be there. It's been an honor and have you in this position. And I know the other board members we'll say the same thing, so thank you very much. Dave Kolodny, are you back there? Just stand up for a minute. Dave is the one who keeps us electronically moving forward, so all those watching can see things taking place educationally in Oak Ridge.
He and his student staff at Wildcat Television, the board's TV show called Focus on Education, Dave, you are instrumental in able to do both here and at Wildcat TV. So thank you so much for doing that as well. Now, here is my challenge to you folks sitting right here. And I can't take credit for this bit, but this is my challenge to you. When we were at TSBA convention, one of our speakers, I don't know if you've ever heard him speak or not, but if you have, I know you, if you haven't and you ever have the opportunity, you don't want to let it go by. But he left us with their phrase a little bit. As educators, it's not what we reap. It's the seed sowing seeds. That's my challenge to you. Now, with our newly sworn in judge, Mr. Jimmy Norman, is here. If you'd come on up, Your Honor. Our and their families to come forward. Ms. Ashley Craven, and officially sworn in with your oath as a board member, and take your duly as a member of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. I will pass the gavel over to my vice chair, who at the will finish us up and adjourn the meeting. And Molly, where would them when he does this? And thank you for being here. I appreciate it. I know the clerk is out of town to come, and I appreciate you doing this. I thought she was going to send it to your...
I have it. I can go get it.
Yeah. Both. You can be figuring out which ones are the new board members. Exactly. A star is born.
Well, Keith, my first duty of swearing in as a judge has been a little... But I do say it's indeed an honor and a privilege to swear you in. My parents all went to Oak Ridge High School. School children went to Oak Ridge High School. So to be on this board is an honor. To be replacing, I ran up to my car. Key shoes to fill. And it's exciting to be able to take this role, and we appreciate all you do. I'm going to give you the oath. You'll repeat after me. I, Ashley Craven, swear that I possess all of the qualifications prescribed for the position of Oak Ridge Board of Education. As prescribed by the Charter of the City of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And that I will support the Constitution. And the laws of the City of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And the laws of the United States and of the State of Tennessee. And that I will, in all respect, the provisions of the Charter and the ordinances of the City of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And there's the duties of the position of Oak Ridge City Board of Education member. 2024. You are officially sworn in. Thank you. And you ready? I, Mary Crank, that I possess all of the qualifications prescribed for the position of Oak. Position of Oak Ridge, as prescribed by the Charter of the City of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And that I will support and will obey the laws of the United States and of the state of Tennessee. And that I will, in all respects, of the charter and ordinances of the city of Oak Ridge, Tennessee, faithfully discharge the position of Oak Ridge City Board of Education member. Good enough. This 18th day of November 2024, you duly.
I just wanted to say thank you to Angie and Keys for the time that, and for being such an inspiration and being extremely helpful. Dr. Borscher is extremely helpful anytime, you know, when I was running and I really wanted our doing on what our achievements are, what our strengths are as a board, and what our long-term goals are. And those are very big shoes to fill, but I look forward to the challenge of trying to be able to do it, and I hope we do you proud. Thank you.
Okay, next is communications. On December 4th, the board will be visiting. December 11th, we'll be having a board retreat where we'll be concentrating on board member orientation. 13th will be our next Board of Education meeting.
And I would be in say, thanks to all of these millions of people who have been watching all of our board meetings.
It's with a heavy heart. But I declare this meeting adjourned. Thank you. All right, Keys, this is from Heather and I.
Keys, before the rush comes up here, I'll show you. I appreciate that.